Good evening and welcome to the programme. Today we're talking to Professor Ryan Hunter. The professor is well known for his love of languages and has a new book in the shops tomorrow. Professor, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So let's start with my first question. Professor, in your opinion, what's the most beautiful language in the world?
That's a very good question. Of course, there is no right or wrong answer here. I'm sure we all have our favourites. But for me, the answer is easy. Italian. It was the first language I learned. I still remember my teacher, Signora Monti. Signora Monti was the best teacher at my school, and she started my love of languages. Now I can speak more than 20 languages well, but Italian is the most musical language I know. It's the language of opera and love.
OK. Next question. What's the most difficult language in the world?
That's an interesting question too. It partly depends on your first language. For example, for a speaker of English, Japanese is very difficult. But for a speaker of Mandarin Chinese, it's much easier. However, a few years ago, we did a project at my university and decided that the hardest language to learn is Basque, a language from parts of Spain and France. Last year, we did another project on the internet to find the easiest language to learn. More than 3,000 people answered the question, and the most popular answer was Spanish. So perhaps Spanish is the easiest language to learn. That's probably because it's not very different from many other European languages.
And one final question. What's the most useful language to speak?
That's easy. The language of the country where you live. But if you want to learn the most popular language in the world, then take lessons in Mandarin Chinese. More than 900 million people speak it. That's not a surprise, as China has the biggest population in the world. So, with Mandarin Chinese, you can speak to about 14% of all the people in the world. That's pretty useful.
That's very useful indeed. Well, Professor Hunter, thanks for talking with us today. I'm sure our listeners enjoyed hearing your thoughts on language.